Welcome, collective body of believers around the world. Welcome to another edition of Divine Power Self-Leadership. This is a truly a divine ordered time, a divine ordered season. This is a season of turn of events. There's turn of events happening right now in these next 6 months. Before the end of the year, you shall see different parts of your life have a change of event. Some parts of your life, some parts of a human life right now need a turn of event, meaning a life change, a life turnaround. And so, welcome to this part two. I'm naming this episode part two of Hello World, I Embrace New. So, you can close your eyes, whoever is listening, because here is a message that I prepared for us all to be encouraged. There's nothing but encouragement here on this podcast of Divine Power Self-Leadership, because we know the power of the divine. We know that the divine power is ultimate, it's absolute. And we know that when a soul reaches a point in their life, an enlightenment point in their life to see the power of the divine, then things can turn around. So we are having, we too are having a turn of events here on Divine Power Self-Leadership. You will start to be hearing some different material here transpire. Excuse me. So, without further ado, if you want to shut your eyes, if you want to relax, just relax and listen. Hello world, I came to you today in an unusual way on Monday, February 19th, 2024, and I realize that I have no more pain. That I have no more pain, but I have received a joy. I have received a happiness, a gladness to take away the pain from my life. Hello world, it's a great day today, Monday, February 19th, 2024. Because I woke up today feeling pain-free. In this feeling glad and no more pain, I have no more sorrow. I have no more sorrow. I have no more sadness. And I don't have to beg to be healed, or I don't have to beg my God to do a miraculous healing upon me, because it's already taken place. It has already taken place. So there's no more weeping and begging. There's no more feeling like I'm at the mercy of some power that's bigger than me to heal my life, because I now feel great. I feel great. I feel awesome. I feel I can conquer you, world, today. I can conquer the negativity today because I am full of positivity. I am full of positivity because I feel healthy and well. I'm feeling fine. There is no problems today. My struggles are over. My struggles are over. I don't have to complain. I don't feel like I am in lack or stagnation. I don't feel in devastation anymore. And I don't feel like I failed myself. I feel great. I feel fine. I feel like a winner because I have been I've been taken out of this great pain. And I'm feeling fine. I've been given a great joy, a deeper joy. I've been given a great joy to conquer the mountains. The mountains don't stand in my way anymore, but I am conquering the mountains. I am stronger than them because of my great faith that I have in a divine power, in the one who created me, the one who sent me to earth. I have this incredible power now because I don't feel any pain anymore. I only feel a happy and gladness. And through that gladness and happiness, I have been given an incredible power. I've been given an incredible power to overcome any mountain that stands in my way. These mountains can't overtake my life no more. because I'm conquering. I have the power. I have the will. I have the mind to overtake whatever stands in my way. Let them complain because I'm done complaining about what is standing in my way. I'm done struggling because something is stopping me. I'm done with the problems because people are causing me problems. I will not cry anymore, and I will not be sad because somebody just will not release me from this bondage that I'm feeling, because I have overcome through no more pain that I'm feeling. Through no more pain that I'm feeling today, I woke up not feeling any pain but a great joy. I have that incredible power to tell people to get behind me, that they are not wanted anymore in my life. I will not allow people to allow me to cry. I will not allow people to be a problem in my life. I will not struggle because of people that surround me. And I certainly won't complain because I'm lacking anything, because I lack nothing, because I am not in stagnation. Hello, world. Thank you for making me such a great Monday, a beginning of a work week where everybody complains about the beginning of the work week. I won't complain because I woke up pain-free. I woke up feeling fine and okay. I feel awesome. I am no longer in stagnation. Devastation isn't how I live. And I'm certainly not going to let the light of failure light my life up. I choose to remove that failure light and receive the divine light. I receive from the divine His light. His light shines upon me to create me to be pain-free, to create me to have great, great joy, that I don't have to feel sorry for myself, or I don't have to feel like I have problems that I can't get out from underneath. I don't have to struggle anymore when His light is upon me. I will not go in prayer to complain. I will not feel barren. I will not feel like a failure no longer. Hello, world. Thank you for this great day that you made for me. Thank you, divine power, for your power that makes me free to feel nothing but victory and successes in you. I choose to be that winner. I choose to have happiness. I choose not to let nothing stand in my way. I choose to be free in the power of the divine. I choose to be free in that power. In that life-saving power, I choose to be free. In that life-saving power that makes me feel okay. Until next time, I am Anna Shubek, and I say, reach for the miracles. They are not fallacies.